An organization of former American diplomats hailed the recently concluded elections in Jammu and Kashmir. An organization of former American ambassadors, diplomats and consular officers retired met in Washington to discuss India and its role in the international community. The recent elections in Jammu and Kashmir featured prominently in the conference titled India 21st Century Superpower. The group said the recent election in the state had been free and fair. Carl Inderford, former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia and Clinton administration, said that elections didn't express the voice of the people.
The major significance is that the people of Kashmir have spoken in these elections. That's what the United States wanted to see, and I think that's what the Indian government wanted to see. The fact that there is going to be a change in the government there, that there will be now a coalition hopefully bringing in more Kashmiris. This is good news because the will of the Kashmiri people and their political views are now getting further expression inside the state assembly. So I think it's a positive outcome.
Inderford said that the next step would be the reconciliation of the separatists who had called for a boycott of polls.
Kashmir needs to have further elections where more people take part. It would be very good to get the All Hurriyat Conference Party, the APHC, involved in next elections, and to have all Kashmiris expressing their views. This would be, I think, a fundamental step to take next.
Referring to the October 10 elections in Pakistan, he said that it was time to hail the return of democracy in the country and work towards the resolution of Indo-Pak conflict.
I think this election does provide an opportunity to do that. But I also believe that a fundamentally important thing at this stage is, now that these elections are over, is for President Musharraf to make good on his commitment to see infiltration across the line of control cease permanently. If he does that now, I think that there are some real opportunities, given also the elections in Kashmir, for India and Pakistan to start talking again in a serious way.
Experts feel that the defeat of National Conference Party sent a clear message that the voters are looking for a new leadership.
All the major social groups will have to get together now to work out an agenda and a coalition, and those two issues will be connected because they're very strong agenda items on the parts of some of the parties. And then Delhi will have to negotiate with it, as it said it would. In some ways, people have said this is probably the best possible outcome for Kashmir, for India, because it proved the elections were free and fair, and the party associated with the National Democratic Alliance lost.
India has been hoping to use the election to start talks with the people of Kashmir on greater autonomy and defuse the 13-year-old insurgency in the state, which has claimed many lives. Poonam Dagar, ANI.